No let up in last-minute campaigning. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The midterms are only 2 days away, and candidates are keeping up their efforts to win votes. New York, a key focus where President Biden is campaigning for Governor Kathy Hochul.
This presidential visit comes one day after former President Bill Clinton stepped in to help the incumbent. It's important to point out that most people who live in New York aren't laughing about the crime right now, but the latest Quinnipiac poll shows Governor Kathy Hochul has just a four-point lead over Congressman Lee Zeldin, and crime is the hot topic. Congressman Lee Zeldin has focused his campaign around the surge in crime.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Former President Trump in Miami holding a rally in support of GOP Senator Marco Rubio.
The people of Florida are going to reelect the wonderful, the great friend of mine, Marco Rubio, to the United States Senate.
Polls show Rubio leads Democratic candidate Val Demings by about 6 points. Like several states, the race for Senate in Arizona is tightening with Election Day around the corner. Incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly speaking to supporters today.
2 years ago, you all sent me to the U.S. Senate to cut through the red tape and just get stuff done. And that's what I've done.
A Fox News poll released last week showed Kelly ahead by 2 points over Republican challenger Blake Masters. The state's gubernatorial race also extremely close. Gas prices fell 3 cents over the past couple weeks to a new national average of $3.89 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
The low in this panel is Houston at $3.02 and the high is San Francisco Bay at $5.52. Between those, we have Denver at $3.42. Boston, 383, and Indianapolis, 421.
Lundberg does not expect any further price drops. Americans are listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Japan looks to the future and a change in its military capability.
Japan may be on the cusp of doing something it hasn't done since the Second World War. With increased threats around the globe, from North Korea to Russia's war on Ukraine, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says it's time to strengthen his island nation's military capabilities, and that includes increasing the size of the Japanese Navy. Speaking Sunday at an international fleet review of naval forces from the U.S., Australia, Canada, South Korea, and more, Kishida says his nation urgently needs to build more warships, beef up anti-missile capability, and improve working conditions for troops. It's the kind of thing Japan has avoided since its unconditional surrender to the Allied powers in 1945. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The Supreme Court this week will consider what authority federal agencies have in a series of regulatory challenges. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Justices this week will consider courts' roles in hearing challenges to the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Supreme Court is also expected this week to hear consolidated challenges to the Indian Child Welfare Act, used to decide child custody disputes on tribal territories. The court last considered that law in 2013. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Recovery efforts continue in southeastern Oklahoma after a devastating tornado Friday. Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News Sunday.
It was the Oklahoma Standard that I saw firsthand. They were helping each other out. They were already out there with chainsaws and clearing the debris. We were working with our utilities to get that back on, and it could have been a lot worse. We had one fatality, a 90-year-old man, and so we're obviously praying for him and his family.
Governor Stitt declared a state of emergency for several counties. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.